I'm really sorry, folks.
The presentation should be running. I just installed my new operating system, Windows 95.
Try typing sysedit.exe.
Thank you.
Check your autoexec.exe.
No, pick your config.exe.
Live from Smitty's apartment in frostbitten Clifton Park, New York, home of the 2001 Wiener Dog International Beauty Pageant, with your hosts, Mark, What's That Smell, Delphs, and Bill, I had two chalupa Sahoosie. This week's special guest is Ramon, the flamboyant artist, and as usual, Bruce.
No. He's out sick this week. Sorry.
Bruce,
proceed.
What?
No, he's out sick this week. Proceed.
Oh, great. What about Ed? Is that here?
Yes. Ow.
Okay. So we got Ramon and Ed. That's it. See ya. You know, somebody's
no!
got to tell
him.
Jesus. What the hell is that?
We're already starting. We haven't even started the show yet. We're already playing the goddamn sounds.
I know.
I want my $2!
Okay, we got it out of our system.
Okay.
Here
so
we are.
Someone should tell me that when Bruce isn't going to be here.
He's not here. He's
outside. I go in
week.
With the normal, you know, introduction.
I know,
theme
I told
here.
You. I broke in and told you. He's not here this week. What can I do?
Fine time. Jesus.
You picked a fine
time
to
tell
leave
me
Bruce
isn't
here.
Okay,
that's
where
nice.
Are we? Where are we?
We are at the topics to discuss this evening.
No, where are we physically?
We are physically in the new studio, week two in the new studio.
But you said Smitty's apartment in Frostbitten Clifton Park. What does that mean to
well,
the people?
Well, Smitty's apartment is no longer my apartment, so it's actually Smitty's now because I no longer live here, pay rent or anything like that. I just give him some money for the beer that we drink.
Yep.
And as far as Frostbitten, we went through about 4 days of record heat up here in northern New York.
Yeah, a whole
and,
64 degrees.
Yeah. it was almost 90 last week.
That's right. I forgot about
so,
that.
So, you know, it was pretty big deal, you know. So it was
funny that whenever we just how many shows ago was it when we did that blizzard show?
I know.
Like
but
shows.
The interesting thing about it, we had all those days, 3 days of record heat, and now we have a frost warning. So
we do?
We've had three frost warnings the
yeah,
past
but at
two,
night,
three nights.
Not the daytime.
Yeah, I know. But that's okay. That's enough though. So what do we have to discuss this evening?
We have lots and lots and
beer.
Lots to discuss.
Beer.
We've
beer.
Got to talk about the
beer.
New iBooks. We've got to talk about the new iTunes. We've got to talk about
the new keg that we got.
The new keg that you got.
Yeah. We don't have to drink bottles anymore because our good friends at Cupertino Light sent us an entire keg of beer.
That's right.
And we just so happen to have a keg master.
And we also have Bill last week after the show. He got a little belligerent, and I don't know. It's just a bad scene. He was just here drinking.
I got a little drunk.
What can you do? What can you do?
Well, we went out after the show, and I wanted to tell people about the show.
So I brought the PowerBook with me, and I set it up underneath the bar and recorded him. That would be him right there. That's him, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I was
demonstrating
excited.
His beer muscles. Rah!
Yeah, I was excited, so.
Okay.
That was pretty good.
No, we got more stuff even to talk. We got to talk about the net.
A little while later, though, you know, Mark said this.
I got new sounds.
I know, I get the same old one. I don't have any new sounds.
Don't break into my machine either and steal them.
Oh, that's not fair.
We got to talk about the message board that all three listeners have really, really hammered.
Hey, George Masters was on there.
Yeah, that's true. He's a forum leader right now.
He is.
He
only is?
One, yeah, I made him a moderator of his own graphics forum.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like the George Foreman grill section of the site. So.
Great. Great. I'm thrilled about that. I'm sure he's thrilled about
we
it.
We got too. Frames on the website.
I know. We were framed, weren't we?
We were framed.
I hate the frames, by the way.
You don't hate the frames.
I
it's
do.
So
I
much easier
like,
for
I
me to make
like
updates.
The frames.
I couldn't make
up. But, you know, I only got, like, on the titanium, I only got, like, 3 inches to read all the damn things.
You know what? I know what to do. The graphic on the top, I'm going to squish down exactly half size. That'll give you a little bit more space.
That would be good, because I only have 3 inches, and I got to read all those damn things
every day. It'll still show the sponsors quite nicely. My biggest problem was updates. I'd have to update 6 pages every time we picked up a new sponsor, like Ramjet or All You or
Taco Bell.
All Me or All Everybody. So,
all right.
We're trying to get to the bottom of the QuickTime problems. I think we solved that. Apple ISP told us today that the QuickTime files basically were eaten by a large monster that came out of the ocean. So we have no more QuickTime files. So don't bother going to the archives section because there's nothing there. So, therefore, you can mail us for a CD. We'll send you a complimentary CD, I think, if you send us a self-addressed stamp envelope, because, you know, I'm not going to charge you because there's no shows up.
Yeah, we'll get 4,000 people. No.
Self-addressed stamp envelope, and I'll do it for you.
Self-addressed.
Self-addressed.
And they're going to need more than an envelope. You need,
so
like,
why don't you talk about we don't have a web access either tonight, so we got to
The Roadrunner is gone, so.
We have to rely on memory. So what's these new iBooks I keep reading about?
The new iBooks are absolutely incredible. What they are is they call them Son of Titanium, and they look like they're a smaller version of the Titaniums that we have now.
Now, Titanium is metal, right?
Yes, but the new ones are actually plastic.
Yeah, the Lexar plastic?
Lex Luthor.
It's actually called Lexar. Yeah. I'm telling, it's bulletproof.
Yeah, bulletproof.
So,
but they look pretty cool. It was a media event, but
Why didn't he broadcast that to everybody?
You know, they do it the day after. Like, oh, now it's available. Well, who cares? You know, we already know.
He should have made that into a keynote type thing, and everybody would have tuned in.
So what are the cool features of it? They have FireWire now, and they also have two Furrer. We have two USB ports, and we have two speakers, full-size keyboard, the toaster plug-in.
How did they get the screen so small? The screen is very small. Did they, like, break off, like, you know?
No, it's the same size as the old. Yeah. It's the same size as the old one.
Is that Steve breaking off?
Yeah, he's breaking off
titanium screens.
Yeah, okay. That's good.
Now, it's too small of a screen. We don't need them. We need bigger. We need our titanium. That was my sound.
I had the same sound.
We need the titanium monsters that we have.
Yeah.
So, what else?
But, you know, for $12.99, it's a bad. Damn good computer. It also runs at 500 megahertz.
What's the DVD burner or CD burner? Why didn't you get one of those?
You can have either in the low-end model, you can have a CDR. The next model up, you can get DVD.
A CDR?
CDR. The next one, you can have a CD burner. And the next one, you can have a CD, DVD, DVR, RDD, CDD, BVR, RDD, DVD, Zip Drive, Jazz Drive.
I can't believe for $3,000 we didn't get a CD.
And no,
burner.
For $4,000 you can get a PsyQuest, a 44 meg PsyQuest on the side.
I can't believe they didn't give us a CD burner. It's ridiculous. I need one. Is there anybody out there that can send one over? You know, compliments.
Well, I've been looking around to see if we can maybe review one, and there's a lot of them out there. A lot of these fire ones are out there.
You know what they tell me every time I ask for one?
No.
What do you think they tell me?
No.
Every time they tell me that.
Really?
Yes.
I'm surprised.
So we got the new iBooks, and they're pretty cool looking. Your kids will want one, I'm sure.
Well, we don't have the new.
You know what else I like about them, by the way? There's the ports on the side. What do you think about that?
Well, I do like the ports on the side because I had a real hard time with these new
titaniums. Sticking the cables in your ass? Or
yeah, I had you swore.
No, ass, we can say ass. It's the other words that you say that we can't say. They say ass on Saturday Night Live all the time.
Do they ever say shit?
That's one of the words.
Oh.
They can't say sticking up your ass. But
right, they can say I rode an ass into the farm.
But we're on cable pretty much, you know? You know, I got...
Yeah, this is cable.
I don't
this
know,
is so. Access.
So what about the new iTunes?
It's new.
Yeah, what are you doing over there?
Nothing.
Will you stop?
All right, fine. The new iTunes for OS X.
I don't think you're supposed to.
I don't know what it does, except for it plays the little graphics full screen.
It burns CDs.
Yeah, that's nice. And it has the stupid dockling. Now,
dockling.
Do they have to make the dockling 8, like, the 1,000 times bigger than anything else. Why can't they make it like a normal size and have a functionality?
I got to tell you, I got to admit, I haven't seen it because I don't use OS X anymore.
I know. Well, you're a pussy, so that's okay.
Wait till it comes out for Entourage, and I'll use it every day.
I'm
using a stable operating system.
I ran Entourage all day, and it worked perfectly for me. But
never.
iTunes, apparently, with the new iTunes, you're able to burn CDs through OS X, and you're able to play the graphics, what's it called again in iTunes?
Full screen visualization mode.
Yeah, you can do that. So thank God, you know. Thank God I didn't pay for it. Thank God it's free.
So what about the CD burning?
Well,
can you talk for exactly 3 minutes and 20 seconds about CD burning so I can get a little mileage out of this song? I'm burning for you.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Never mind. That's the power of iTunes, by the way, now that we're talking about it. You can just bring up songs like that that quickly.
Yeah, great. I'm sure they're thrilled about that. The new iTunes for OS X, it burns CDs now. It burns the same amount of CDs that the same drives that did under OS 9, so big deal. It doesn't work with mine.
Did you ever eat a chalupa, like with hot chilies in it, and then the next morning?
Crap your pants?
You're burning. Never mind. Just continue.
Did you buy that song?
I'm trying.
Have you lost your freaking mind?
We never have a song for banter.
Well, the whole thing is that, you know, you got this new OS X, you know, iTunes version. It doesn't do much for me.
How dare you?
It doesn't do anything
for me.
Steve
puts out this for you, and what do you do?
It doesn't work
for
my CD burner.
Because you have a CD burner from 1970.
I don't use the visualizers.
You have the original CD burner that Xerox PARC invented in, like, 1949.
That's okay.
Like,
still
the CD
CDs.
Is, like, as big as, like, a
No, it's a video. It's one of those video discs. Those gigantic discs.
DVDs. What about the new message board? Please, tell me. Please, sir, tell me.
Nobody goes to it.
You gotta go to it, people. You're killing me. I learned CGI for you. I put this beautiful thing together and nobody visits.
Could you put the whole mic in your mouth, please?
I'm trying, man. I'm doing just what you're doing.
The message board is absolutely beautiful. It's you know, no matter what Mark does, I crack on. It doesn't matter. He could build like the Eiffel Tower and I'd be like, that sucks. I give him no credit
just
at all.
Please,
but
go
the
to the
message
board
is really nice. It's fun. Everybody's there.
We're trying to do something a little different. We don't want the Mac NN message board. We don't want the Apple Links message board where everybody goes and just has, you know, this.
And I took the Unix prompt and I shoved it up my ass. We don't care.
We just want to have some fun chat, you know. Just do some funny stuff over there. Do whatever you want to do.
Are you guys so uptight? Are our listeners so uptight that they can't go to the message board and, like,
people, we know you're listening.
And
we
make
have
fun
the,
of people?
We have the stats on screen
every day.
Yeah, we
know there's, like, thousands of people that listen to the show. We got, like, 4 visitors.
It's funny, but I know you're listening, so just get over there. Is it the problem that you don't want to register? Is that what it could be? That they don't want to register?
I don't know. Somebody send us an email and tell us that.
What? Okay.
If they don't like
if you don't like to register, if you think you would
if
be
you
better off,
if you
I'll turn
just,
that off.
Yeah, you can just be anonymous fag and don't ever register and just post till your face falls off. Who cares?
And we'll let you do whatever you want to do. How's
that?
Go
ahead.
So if you don't like the registering option, I'll turn it off. Just mail me, at least. Let us know you're out there
listening. I think the registration thing is cool, because then if you register and you send us a picture of yourself,
you can put your picture up there.
You put your own freaking picture up there, and then we can make fun of you. Say, what the hell's
you can't
that
do
thing?
That on Mac and N. Watch us get like 8 million people. We're trying to post these little icons up there.
Oh, God. We got to like,
take
all right,
days
what,
off
what
work.
Are you doing Saturday? I got a big icon. Oh, God.
So what about this stupid contest? That goes along with our message board. We're just kind of like a basket
it's
of
it's
stuff.
It's your stupid contest.
Cares.
I know. We got 4,000 T-shirts. And like millions and millions of other products to give away, and nobody wants them.
No, I gotta send these T-shirts out. To
this
people.
Is like the 18th week that we've heard. I gotta get tubes to send
I'm
out.
Too busy.
Well, George Masters hasn't sent you the address yet. So
no, he did actually.
He did.
Yeah, he did.
Well, mail him out a freaking
T-shirt.
I will.
I know how to. I just learned how to use the express mail at the post office. Can you believe I've never known how to do that?
Oh God.
Because I went there once and they asked me for like 18 forms of identification just to send a package out. I'm like, I'm never doing this again. So now, I know how to do it. You just
know what that sound is?
What?
That's my ding dong sound.
I see that. You know what this sound is?
Burn.
That's my tap sound, baby.
Great.
Okay. Anyway, the contest is on. Send us your phony phone calls, please. Somebody, please. We'll send you Bill's girlfriend if you want her. We'll send you anything. We'll
anything
send
you
the
you
car.
Want. You can have it.
Just take it. Take it all.
Yeah.
Just enter the contest for Christ's
sake. Enter
sakes.
The contest for Christ's sake.
We know you're listening. Don't hide. What about this friggin' new website that you don't like? We already talked about that.
I don't know. The frames suck, so. All
right. Well, I like the frames. It's easier for me. I'll make it smaller for you, you baby. I wish I had my baby sound right on tap. Oh, that's right. I do. iTunes. And we're trying to get to the bottom of the QuickTime problems. We got it solved. We got to send William and those guys out there a CD. They're going to fix it for us. Bill's dinking around his computer looking for some sound that's not going to fit the situation. Exactly. It doesn't fit the situation. That has nothing to do with QuickTime. I'm going to disconnect you because I know that's coming from my machine. Haha. You're
no!
out of there. You're out of there.
No.
So that's our. Oh, what about the Apple Store, as we just learned? This is late breaking.
I thought this was going to go in the news section.
Oh,
no.
Well, I usually.
Well, actually, we don't have any real.
No.
Yeah. Well, actually, today, before we left work today, which is Monday, Apple actually confirmed that they're going to have stores, and they're opening one in Roanoke, West Virginia.
Nope. No. McLean, Virginia.
McLean, Virginia.
That's where America.
Remember the
Online
McLean
is.
From McDonald's? I love the McLean. It was like 98% fat-free, and it was like the McDLT. See, the McDLT was cool on the left and hot on the right.
I like those.
Cool
those are
left,
cool.
Hot on the right. Cool
makes
on
you
the
wonder,
left,
like,
hot
what about
on the right,
what about
makes cool on the left? That.
Do we have Mac Pizzas up here yet?
Mac Pizzas.
Remember in New York City?
McPizzas.
McPizzas.
Yeah, I know.
Mac Pizzas. Well, there's Steve Josh is going to have an event. And we introduced the Mac Pizza.
Mac Pizza. And Mac Lobsters that you can only get in Maine.
Oh, what if he flies in his helicopter? Wouldn't that be cool? Like he does like a special aerial event, like a very special press release type of thing.
Yeah, and he shoots everyone.
That'd and now, from Cupertino, it's the Mac Pizza.
That's the shortest helicopter sound.
Yeah, you're like, it's like, da, 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 da. Okay, that's
just
it.
Just like crashes in midair. What about what about no more sounds for 5 minutes? How's that? I'm just too tempted. I ain't gonna run anything.
So anyhow, there is, you know, not that anybody, our listeners are very savvy. We can tell because they avoid the message board like the plague. So we know they're pretty smart. But we know that there's going to be Apple stores, and they're starting out in West Virginia, or Virginia.
Is there going to be an Apple store around here?
I don't know. I think we maybe later on we'll call one of the local malls and see if we're going to have one.
That's
here.
A good idea. That would be a funny, phony phone call. Hey, funny, phony phone call. So what do you say we get on to the we have to do a commercial because we have 75 like sponsors now, so we got to do commercials.
Oh, all right.
You know, so want to do? Oh, what's that? Let me turn the microphones down. Sorry, Ramjet. How's that? Hey, Maverick, this is Goose in the back seat. What are you? This is great, live commercials. Hey, Maverick, what do you think about that, what about that RAM in your cockpit up there?
Well, it's a high-quality RAM, and it works with my new iBook, and my new iMac, and my new PowerBook, and my Apple IIci. Over now.
Hey, can you call me Goose? Because I think that'd be kind of funny if you just call me Goose.
Kind of like it. How about I call you Armpit?
Hey, Maverick, do they got competitive pricing up there on any Mac machines?
I think my pants are on fire, Goose.
What about the Sony toaster oven, Maverick?
The RAM works in pretty much everything. They've tested every piece of RAM they got, so it's pretty good.
Hey,
I'm out.
Hey, Mav, can I call you Mav?
Can you call me Glenn? Glenn Mont.
Hey, Glenn. Why are we doing this Top Gun song again?
Because Aaron Buckley is the man to talk to.
Oh, is he our commander?
Yeah, we want to thank him for stuffing our power books full of memory, remember? I'm going down!
Wait, Mav, we're not done with the commercial yet.
All right.
What about their website,
I'll
Mav?
Pull up. It's easy to do, use, and
don't
it's,
forget to pull out.
It's easy to use, and it's updated pricing and specials. I got a free pound cake with each RAM that I got the last time.
What about the Cupertino Light bottle cap they send you for every 5 orders?
I don't know. I'm drunk.
I wish we had a jet sound, Mav. Because we're supposed to be in a jet. Because it's Ramjet.
If you listen real closely, there's a jet fighter sound.
Let me take care of that for you, Matt. Oh!
And now for the news. Don't look for your news theme because we don't have one.
No. I got a news theme for you.
That was probably the best commercial I've ever heard.
I got a news theme for you.
Go ahead.
Hey, everybody, I'm looking at porn in here.
Yeah.
How about looking at news?
All right.
We're looking at news in here.
Well, I have to go fill up our beers, so I'll be back. So
what about the special guest? Well, you want to let him in when you're up? How's that?
Well, you...
Right, there he is. Go get the beers and let him in.
All right.
Hey, Mav, can you let him in?
Yeah, we got the new guest here. Can I let him in here?
Over and out. Over.
Within over and out or over and in?
Over. Over easy.
Do I have any or an outy?
Over. Two eggs over easy, please. Let him in.
Bacon? No bacon.
Someone's knocking the door. Let him in. Who could it be?
George Masters?
Nope. Who is it?
Hello, Frisco!
Hi, sir. Who are you?
Well... My name is Ramon.
Ramon.
Yes.
Who are you and why are you here? And who let you in?
Well, I'm on the tour.
Did Goose let you in?
I'm on the tour.
What tour?
Can I talk?
Sorry, go ahead.
Are you going to interrupt me the entire time that I'm here?
Go ahead.
Because the last place that I was, all they did was interrupt me all day long. I couldn't say anything. Listen, I'm on the tour of all the radio shows, all the talk shows and everything. And what I'm here is that I won the contest... To design the new IMAX.
Oh, so, you're the Flower Power guy?
Yes, I designed the Flower Power, and I designed the Dalmatian one that you saw, and they're selling.
Can I ask you a question?
They're just amazing.
Do you know that guy from Subway who was like 500 pounds and he was on a Subway diet and he got really skinny?
I'm not here for jokes. Okay,
oh, sorry.
I'm here to talk about what I've done.
Sorry.
And I don't want to have any more of that funny stuff that you guys do because I don't have time. I have to leave you. I have to go to Letterman, which is like 2.5 hours away from here. You guys are in East Budunk, and I am sick of this. I cannot get my nails done. This is ridiculous.
Sorry, sir.
So anyhow, what I've done is I designed a new IMAX, and I'm just here to talk about it and help you through the show.
Okay, sure. Thanks. Good, I guess.
So, are you going to ask me any questions or anything? What is this?
Yes. What were you feeling when you designed the Great Dane colored iMac?
I don't know what you're talking about.
The new iMac, the Great Dane, Dalmatian?
Dalmatian,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Now, if you've ever seen The Essence of a Dog, okay, and you've seen how, like, the Dalmatian is so, I don't know, he's like your partner.
Partner.
He's your pal, but at the same time, he's a protector.
Mm-hmm.
They say he's one of the meanest dogs there is, and he was my inspiration because I thought that maybe he would be like your protector, and he was very stylish. I mean, Dalmatians are the most stylish.
Do you own a dog, sir?
No, I have 14 cats.
Oh, I see. So, what made you design the Dalmatian iMac?
I like dots a lot. I really do, and I thought that it was very, very appropriate for the iMac. So
I see.
That's where I got my inspiration.
I see. So you know that you're here for the news section, and
yes.
Normally, what we do is we. Could you stop that dog for a minute, sir? Is that your dog?
I don't have my headphones on. I can't hear anything.
What are
you talking about?
Sorry, never mind. What we do is we do our own news here.
Is that cat urine I smell? I don't understand.
Yes, it is. Smitty has a couple cats. Now, normally we read the news and you kind of chime in, you know, with your thoughts and views since you are an Apple user.
Okay, all right. I'll try that, yes.
Did you hear
But I don't want any of that baloney that you guys do because I've listened to this show and I...
The shenanigans?
And I don't like that.
How about hijinks? No hijinks?
No. Can we get it? I had to leave in like 5 minutes.
Well, Apple did release the new iMacs this week and as you know, in a small press conference with Steve Jobs. You know Steve?
Yes, yeah, so actually I met him
did
several
you meet
times,
him?
Yes. Yes, we had lunch.
Good, good.
He doesn't eat meat, but
it's
fine.
Soy latte, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we had a great time. We had a bit of fufu, which is great out
tofu,
there.
Tofu, I think.
No, it's fufu out in California.
Oh,
it's fufu, and we had some tutu, which is very good, and tartar, which is
usually
excellent.
Like when you say funny stuff like that, we play a funny song like that. Does that offend you at all, or
I don't have headphones on. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Well, this week...
I can't hear what you're... I can barely even hear you because you're across the room.
Well, the units saw these new iBooks are considered to be the little brother of the Titanium PowerBook.
Yeah. They're so ugly.
You can see Bill's over there.
Ugh. Those are so ugly. I mean, how can they just take gray? I mean, gray is so boring. It's so out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they should have put some color in them.
Why didn't they ask you?
There's so room for color.
Why didn't they ask you to make
blue? I don't know. It's, you know.
Do you know these things are a svelte 4.9 pounds? Do you know what svelte means?
Yes.
What is svelte?
Just keep reading. I don't need to educate you.
It's 1.3 inches thick. I'm sure you've heard that before. Mm-hmm. And about the same dimensions of a student's spiral notebook. Did you know that?
That's very nice. That's
they also support a 5-hour battery, airport ready, and your choice of a CD, DD, RW, RAW, DDR, CDR, or DVDDD, or WR.
That's not funny.
They start at $1,299 and top out at about $1,800. And of course...
That's a lot of money, but it's a lot of computer, I think, don't you
there's
think?
That's right.
Just
there's
ugly.
There's a standard suite of FireWire, USB, AV, Ethernet modem options. And the only downside is the smaller screen.
Yes.
12 inches.
Yes.
Like the former iBook.
Yes.
And Steve Jobs was also overheard at the same event that we didn't get to hear. That's probably why. He likes this new iBook way better than his platinum and gold studded tie book given to him by music star Amy Mann. Do you know Amy Mann, sir?
Yes, I met her a couple times, yes.
Oh, you've met everybody.
Yes. Well, I was out there for the entire, you know, last 6 months, so it was great. I mean, designing an iMac is very, very intensive.
I see.
It wasn't so much that I drew a pretty picture. I mean, I actually had to design
it. Now, did you have any help from your wife, you know, coming up with that kind of stuff, or?
No.
Mm-hmm. I just saw the ring on your finger, and I thought you were married. I'm sorry. Yeah. Along the same lines, sure. Apple announced that the agreement with Henrico County Public Schools to supply 23,000 iBooks.
Where
to
was that?
School.
Where is that?
That's in Virginia.
Oh, I'll never go to Virginia. There's a bunch of rednecks out
and
there.
And it's funny because that's where the Apple store will be opening soon in Virginia.
Funny haha?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
This initiative will give every middle and high school student and teacher and common poor man access to their own laptop computer in the whole city of Henrico. And they want to provide every teacher and student throughout the entire world with an iBook for free, basically.
Out of that school? I don't understand.
Yes.
That's stupid.
Right. That school. And this is Mammoth. Have you heard that before, sir? This is Mammoth?
Yeah, like the woolly mammoth? I'm sure. Yeah.
This is the single largest sale of portable computers in education ever, said Steve Jobs, Apple's CEO. Is he the CEO, or is he still kind of on the fence, or...
It's old news. Keep reading.
Apple's thrilled to be partnering with Henrico County Public Schools. Do you know any named Henrico, any men named Henrico? Or?
No. I never heard that before in my life.
And this is very revolutionary because every student and teacher has access to wirelessly networked mobile computing, and learning reaches far beyond the classroom.
No, I think that stuff gives them brain cancer.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like that wireless stuff.
Airport.
Yeah.
You don't like the airport.
I think that all those wires... zipping around and going in your ear and everything. I think everybody's going to get brain damage.
They wouldn't have those wires if they were on airports, sir. They would be wireless.
Yeah, I know, but the sound waves.
That's a nice scarf. I like that.
You like this? This is very nice. It's very
expensive.
Do you
want to do the stockwatch, sir? I don't want to. I hate to see you sitting here not doing anything.
Well, the stock took a roller coaster ride last week. Yes, it did.
Mm-hmm.
I did get four Apple shares of Apple stock when I did the design.
Yo, the man!
And it topped out at about 27 at one point, and it went and it dove down to the low 20s. After some stupid federal report. I mean, do you guys have to pick on everybody? I mean, is the news serious or is it not serious?
No, it's not serious.
I didn't come here to tell jokes.
The only serious thing we have is our message board, and we wish you would sign up. So go ahead.
Okay, so after some stupid federal report, this is what they wrote. It's not me talking. It has nothing to do with me. I'm not a part of this. Some stupid federal report said something about unemployment woes. And, maybe they should go work in Canada. What is your fascination with Canada?
I don't. Bill writes this stuff. Don't ask me. I don't know.
Well, thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
See you guys later.
If you go out, will you tell Bill, you know, I know we're not supposed to do this thing where Bill waits out in the other room.
Yeah, because
people kind of get upset about
that.
Okay,
that's fine. See you. Goodbye.
Okay. We're just waiting for Bill to come back in here. He should be back here any moment.
Hello, Frisco.
Hey, hello.
You're back. Good.
Yes, I'm
back. I don't know who that freak was, man.
I don't know.
I don't know why you leave me with these people.
I liked his scarf, though. That was nice.
That was nice.
Was that Dalmatian? Was that a Dalmatian?
Are we done? Man, we've been going for 24 minutes now.
Oh, God.
29 minutes, I'm sorry.
Well, actually, we do have a little bit of a... We do answer this question.
What?
Is there an Apple store in our area?
We do.
Yes, we do.
Maybe we're not going to answer the question after all. Maybe Bill needs some new glasses. How about that?
It was here somewhere.
Yeah, here we go again.
It was here, I swear to God.
So this leads me into my tirade about sending in your own phony phone calls, because we're trying to go... You don't stop doing that to me, you bastard.
All right, we're calling the local mall to see if there's going to be an Apple store there.
Kraske Mall, how can I help you?
Yeah, I got a question for you.
Okay.
Well, I mean, maybe you don't know this, but I guess that there's going to be a new Apple store at Crossgates. I was wondering if you think about that. Is that going to be happening soon?
I have no idea about that. I didn't know anything about it.
No?
No.
Do you know what it is?
An Apple store? I don't know what you mean by Apple store. Well, like,
do you know, like, the people that make, like, IMAX and stuff?
Oh,
you
know? Okay.
You know those, I don't know. I mean, I'm not from the area. I just moved here, and I lived out in California, and there's a lot of them out there, and then I just heard that they might be having one at Crossgate, so.
I don't know anything about it, and there's always a lot of rumors floating about what's coming in the mall, so.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't be able to tell you.
I was worried that they would, like, you know, put one of those things in there, they would, you know, problems with, like, Victoria's Secrets or something like that, you know.
Oh, yeah, I don't know anything about an Apple store, though.
No. You haven't heard any rumors or anything? I mean, like, is there any, like, open spaces that are, like, because it's, like, a computer store, you know?
Yeah.
You know, have you...
I mean, we have vacant spaces in the mall right now, but...
You do?
I mean, as
but
far
no,
as...
But no, like, Apple, you know, like, Tesla, the logo, like, looks like a little Apple.
Yeah, no, nothing like that.
No. I mean, how would I know if they're...
If you want to give our management office a call
tomorrow,
8 to 5, you could probably see if someone up there knows.
Okay. Do you know if any stores sell, like, Mac TVs or anything like that?
I'm not sure if Best Buy does, or maybe even Advantage SmartLink.
Oh. Do you think they might have that?
I'm just saying, those are the stores that I know that sell, you know, different variety of TVs. I'm not sure, you know, for certain that they do, but...
Oh, right. What kind of computers do you guys use there at the... At the desk, do you guys, like, use computers or anything?
We use computers.
Oh, yeah? What kind do you guys use? Does it have
we get them through standard register. I'm not even sure.
Oh, no. Because I figured, you know, if they put an Apple store in there, maybe they'd give you, like, apples or something.
No.
Have you ever used one?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Have you ever used
no,
one?
No, I haven't.
Oh, they're pretty cool. I'm looking to get one soon, so I thought that'd be pretty cool.
Did you want the numbers of the mall office, or...?
No, I got the mall office here. I just called you first. So
oh, okay.
I'll just give them a call tomorrow. Right. So.
Sorry, I couldn't help you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I was looking for that. And do you know like any of the store managers? Do you have a list of the store managers?
I don't have a list of the store managers.
No.
My friend Abby Television. He works at the Bennigan's there, and I was hoping to get a hold of him. So.
I was going to say, there's no Bennigan's here.
Well, thanks.
All right.
Hopefully you'll get an Apple store there soon. So, you know, I don't know. I guess you'll see it there when it gets there, right?
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
We'll see you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Very good.
Yeah, she loves me.
Wow. Billy's got a new girlfriend. Who was that girl?
I'm sure my current girlfriend would love that. Yeah.
She sounded fun, man.
Yeah, well.
She was a near little rat.
Yeah, we broke up already. I wasn't her type.
Okay, I'll stop the sound then. Never mind. So what do we got? We got a hardware and software reviews. Are you going to take us down to Bermuda or is that a
That's
thing?
Right.
Oh, that's not Bermuda.
No, that's the help zone, dummy. You figure after 11 shows, you'd know.
Welcome to this week's Fart Review.
Reviews.
Fart Reviews.
Reviews.
You have the first one.
Yes, I do.
And
I
think someday I'll get to use this.
I have it at my house. You can take it. Not too long, because we got to give it back. U.S. Robotics. It's called the SoundLink. What SoundLink?
SoundLink.
It's called the SoundLink Wireless Audio Delivery System.
Yeah. And you know what the problem is?
What?
Drinking Cupertino Light out of a keg
gets you
really drunk ripped. Quick.
Thank you for that. What is this SoundLink system? Do you know anything about it?
I didn't even get to use it.
I know. But what it does is it lets you enjoy internet radio, MP3 files, and just about any sounds through your computer, right through your home stereo and other audio applications.
So you're saying that, say, for example, I've got a computer.
Let's do a real-world example.
I've got a computer.
No, start from scratch. You have a deck. You're out on your deck. It's a hot day. You got a whole bunch of people over there drinking Cupertino Light. Now, do you go in and get the boombox and bring it out with AA batteries? Yes, you do, because you're going to need it for this. But you can plug it in, though, too.
I can play my own rap songs.
No, you can't, so stop doing that. So you go in there. I'm trying to explain this to you.
Everybody loves that.
Nobody's ever heard it, and no, they don't love it. So what you do is you take one of these little baby monitor-type-looking things. They're
How
pretty
about
this?
Cool.
Do I need to shut off every aspect of your sound over there from your computer right to your microphone?
All right, fine.
Okay. Now you're not getting it. Bastard. Now, you're out on your deck and you want to get some music out there. What you do is you take this wireless internet system, wireless audio delivery system. You plug these two little things in. You plug one into your computer. You plug one into your boombox. And you got beautiful wireless sound out on your deck.
So say, awesome. For example, I've got a computer, say, upstairs on the second floor.
Yes.
And I go downstairs and I have a Walkman.
Correct.
And I'm sitting on the back porch.
Perfect example, yes.
And I put the Walkman on, and I tune it to
88.1, or I think
88.1, it's Bill's, and it's just playing. Now, does it matter if it's playing through iTunes, Sound
It does
Jam,
not matter, because what it does is it
Bob's
sends it.
Bob's MP3 player.
It sends it to one little baby monitor-type-looking deal. That's the transmitter. Then on the other end of it, it picks up another baby monitor-looking thing that puts out a little signal, a little FM signal. If you're close enough to it, your Walkman picks it up. So you have perfectly wireless internet. Music, streaming, video, whatever you want to listen to. I don't know.
Wow. And you can just wear headphones? Now, yes, have you tested the distance of this?
Yes, I did. And you know how big my apartment is. I have that in my little paragraph here.
Yeah, did you see my post on the website?
No, I did not. And I'm sure I don't want to. Yeah. And we can't anyway because you don't have any Roadrunner here tonight.
Your apartment's not that large.
So
it's not that good.
No,
example.
But it works. That's all I need. So all
right, so this thing must cost a lot of money.
It doesn't. It's $99, and it says you can go about 1,000 feet. So
that's a lot
maximum.
Of feet.
That's a lot of feet.
That's a lot of feet.
And
now,
the signal is strong.
Now, do you get a lot of feedback? A lot
Nothing.
Of interference?
It's crystal clear. I couldn't believe it. I thought it was one of those little cheap headphone type deals.
Really?
It's crystal clear. I could not believe it. It even looks cool. It looks like these little black kind of Star Trek looking things. It gives you a little audio, I don't know, LED system on there to show you if you're sending too much audio through. It's pretty cool.
So if I play this, it would sound clear?
It would sound exactly what you're hearing it. I couldn't believe it myself, but
wow.
it does. And 900 megahertz, they have an AC adapter with them for both units. You can run them on batteries, too.
Now, this also says something that you can tune into the FM station or plug the SoundLink receiver directly into the boombox.
There's audio, a little
so
RCA.
Could I play from my computer and plug it into my Hi-Fi stereo system?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
There's RCA jacks on the back of both.
Oh.
So inputs and outputs. So you plug it all in, you turn it all on.
Oh, wow.
I like the FM thing because I don't feel like carting out. You know?
So like say, for example, we have another party and we don't want people anywhere near the computer changing
oh,
this music.
Oh, it's awesome.
Constantly.
I did. We've already tried it. I've already had people over. I close my bedroom door and the iBook's playing or iTunes are playing, whatever you want to call it. I have everything with an eye in it. My eye sock is playing. You
my
plug
eye
it
bed.
In.
I sleep in my eye bed
and you
scratch my eyeballs.
All they have to see is the little baby monitor thing out in the kitchen. It's out in the kitchen, and I'm actually out in the deck with my stereo, and it still picks it up, and it's crystal clear.
Wow.
So it's perfect.
And it's only $99.
$99.
Boy, that's cheap.
And it looks like, if you looked at it, you'd say it's easily $200. It just looks good. It doesn't look like a cheap little piece of plastic.
Yeah, it doesn't look like something from like Lennox or something
no,
like that.
No, it's a cool thing. And I had those wireless headphones, as you know, and they sucked.
Yeah,
they sound like crap. Too hissy, too much. This is perfect. This thing's great. I'm not just saying that, but they're awesome. So
I like beer.
If you want to
like
check
beer.
These things out, it's www.usr.com.
I'm yeah, sure don't go to 3Com.
You'll find it from there.
Because I can't find it from 3Com. Yeah.
We got to thank Hazel for getting those out to us pretty quickly. Or getting
thank
to me.
You, Hazel.
I'll box it all up and give it to you, you big baby, so you can play with it in your bedroom because you don't have a deck. Do you have
I
a
have
deck?
A backyard.
Do you have a backyard?
I have a backyard. Doesn't you know, it's not as extravagant as yours, but...
No, it's not. Do you have motorboats in your backyard?
Thank God, no.
Well, I do. So, there it is right there. There's me getting in my motorboat. Taking the wireless sound out on the lake. Here, listen.
Great.
See? It still works. See? Isn't that cool? So anyway, USR.com. Check them out. Get this device. Pretty cool. I don't have any cons about it either. There's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing I didn't like about it. They give you all the cables you need. They give you a cool box. This is the longest sound in history.
Stop Jesus, that right how now. Long is that boat?
They're good looking. You can stream live audio out in your
Tam's
deck.
Good looking.
You
good
can looking stream geez. good looking babes out in your deck. You know, whatever you want to do. So that's it for me. And then you'll see the review up on our message board. Go look at it. Read it.
Yeesh.
Show USR that, you know, people are listening. People want to buy
USA.
This.
But back in USR.
What do you got over there?
I've got a little thing called.
Let me stop you right there.
Okay.
You've got a little thing.
That's right.
And
That's right.
What does that little thing do for you?
It does all kinds of wonderful things. All right. So I've got a little thing. A little shareware application.
Okay.
And it says, so you've got a bunch of email, right?
Right.
Maybe a couple hundred or so.
Right.
And many of them can be tossed out, but most need to be saved.
Right.
You know, maybe you've got to take orders from your website like I do. Maybe, you know, and the orders are emailed in from your website. Maybe you had an ad in the paper and you have like some 200 resumes coming in.
Maybe you have all the mail that we get from the Mac and Chat Radio Network.
That's right. Maybe you have like 200 nasty letters from your ex-girlfriend and they need to be hidden from your present girlfriend.
Oh.
But you want to save them.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever your reason, you need to keep email. You want to use...
What if your mistress, Amy Mann, kept sending you love notes that you didn't want your wife to see?
This is a good example. What you use is use Entourage Email Archive, or EAA. Okay?
Yeah!
And that it's there for you. EAA, Entourage Email Archive, is a simple email archiving solution that will save you from all those email problems.
Don't they have a special like a corporate sound that they usually play when you say
no!
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, continue.
So basically what it is, very simple. It's a simple shareware program. You basically, it's a little dialog box comes up. You click on the little Entourage icon. It goes and checks out all your Entourage folders, how you have the structure. It figures that all out. You can either archive one folder or do an entire archive of all the folders.
What about 71 folders?
Easily. Doesn't care.
72.
Yes.
32 and a half.
Yes.
Okay, continue.
And then all you do is you tell it where you wanted to save it to. You can save it to as a whole bunch of text box or text documents, or you can save it as a tab delineated or tab tab delineated text box or text file. So it's very easy. All it does is it sucks out all the email from your Entourage, and I guess they also have an Outlook version.
So you think it's like an Apple script or something like that, or how is it built? Is it like a program where you just launch
it? It's an actual program that launches and actually comes up with dialog boxes and does all kinds of wonderful things. It's got a lot of preferences.
It's not like that demonic Napster that we don't use, is it?
No. Not
we don't
like
advocate that.
So it's very simple. It just archives your email. It's just very simple. Some pros is that it archives in many different formats, such as text, Word, or Apple Works, whatever. It's easy to use. All you need to do is tell it where you want the archive and where. How you want the archive and where. If you have a server in Canada, you can tell it to send it there. It'll send it over.
Do you think it was co-located there by Apple ISP?
I doubt it. If you accidentally quit Entourage during when it's archiving, it will automatically
blow up in
open
your
it up and back up and keep... It'll open it back up and keep working.
How does it do that?
I don't know. It'll also save your email attachments with the email. If you happen to do one where it just kind of archives things into little text documents.
Snippets?
Snippets or Word documents. It'll actually take the archive and throw it in the folder with it. It also comes with a FileMaker database that you can, if you choose to select the tab delineated export, you can actually use this FileMaker this database that they've created and import all those emails into FileMaker. That's very, very useful, and you can search them using FileMaker any way you want. The cons: it seems to crash when archiving my 1,200 emails that I have.
The cons, like ex cons?
No, as in pros and cons.
Like the Blues Brothers were cons, weren't they?
They were, but they didn't use this program for obvious reasons. It places it in too many folders. Like if you have a folder and you have the day and then you have the time.
They're coming to get the cons. Great.
It places in too many folders. If you choose that option, I don't recommend that. There's no filters.
Here now.
There's no filters. You can't save messages from just one sender. You can only archive an entire folder, so you have to do the organizational stuff beforehand.
Beer.
Yeah. Too bad we're not on video. Nobody can see that.
Nope. Go ahead.
So that's a little bit of a problem. So, like, you know, I have messages on Tuesday at 12:35, 12:34, 12:33, and 33 seconds, and it's a lot to go through. It's a little slow. Actually, it's extremely slow. I did an incomplete backup of all of my email, which is about 1,200 total email messages. It took hours. It took forever. And one little strange thing is if you start up Entourage email archive before Entourage, it just kind of sits there and does nothing.
Blows up.
Does nothing.
It blows up.
You can't do
up.
Anything. It just sits there. So other than that, I have used it. I have sent it out to tab delineated text. It does import in the FileMaker. The FileMaker thing is fantastic. I just love that thing. I use it all day today.
Where can we find this?
Well, the weird thing is that it's from a company called... Well, it doesn't really. It's not really a name.
Sunday,
it's
Sunday.
CAPSTE, and I would give you the email.
CAPSTE.
CAPSTE. I would give you the web address, but it's like really weird. It's like blah 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 blah. And these guys seem
Version
to be
track.
In cahoots with next week's review, which is Folder Synchronizer, which is from Softbee.
What about our Kensington Flylights for next week?
Those two. But these people seem to be in cahoots with those guys, and I don't know. They both recommend each other. So maybe it's like a rogue programmer from
cahoots.
One company. But I suggest you go to macupdate.com or versiontracker.com and get a copy of Entourage Email Archive, because I am not even going to tell you the web address because I don't even know what it is.
Version Tracker.
So go to Version Tracker or macupdate or joemama.com and download a copy.
So what do you think of, speaking about the web, what do you think of our Apple ISP guys over there?
They're,
what do you think?
They're okay.
Don't ask me why, I just had it right on tap and I just decided to play it as background drop music for our exquisite web hosts over there in California. I think they're okay.
Yeah.
Are they in California?
No, they're actually in Cleveland.
Oh, that's right. Oh, I didn't know that. I just figured Apple ISP, they're going to be in California. Like
no,
right,
they're in Cleveland.
Like on Steve Jobs' porch.
They're
you know?
In Ohio somewhere.
Hmm. So what do you think about their security and reliability?
I love blah, 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 blah.
What do you think?
And last time I used blah, blah, blah.
You think they're secure enough for our monster website?
Oh, well, it's very, very secure.
You think crackers are trying to get into our website?
Oh, yeah. There's many hackers trying to get in through our website, trying to change the HTML. But you know what? Apple ISP's there, and they're tough, and they're not letting them in.
What kind of, servers do these guys use? Do you know any servers that they use?
Well, the last time I called up our good friends at Apple ISP, they told us that they were using 14 bulletproof G6 magnesium towers.
So if you were Tom Cruise, how would you get into this server room?
Well, first I'd wear a thong.
Okay.
And I would run around with Vaseline on my feet.
Okay, why would that be?
Because you can't pick up scents through Vaseline.
Okay, go.
And I'm down in the corner, all right? Now, I'm going to go over to the corner, and I'm going to go through the men's room, okay?
You know what I think of every time this song comes on? Revenge of the Nerds. Remember when they're running through and they're doing the
panty?
Yeah.
And they're trying to drill holes?
Okay, continue. How much is this service with the Vaseline on your feet? With the Vaseline on your feet, how much is that service?
With Vaseline on your feet, it's $19.97
a month.
But with no Vaseline, it's $19.95 a month.
And how
you
far?
You can get dial-up access pretty much anywhere as far as the outback of Cohoes.
Where's Cohoes?
It's way out there in New York.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Far away.
Well, what about ShowTunes?
ShowTunes, they can pipe ShowTunes to your house.
Or garden.
To your office, to your garden, anywhere you want. And they use the SoundLink program.
Mm-hmm. That's a good program.
Yeah.
It's not a program. It's actually a piece of equipment.
A piece of equipment. Yeah, they use
USR.
SoundLink.
USR.com.
Yeah.
What about QuickTime Screaming?
That's right. They have this. You ever see those monkeys on the street and
yes.
they wind up these things?
Yes.
They have Andy right there. He winds this thing up all day long. He's got huge forearms.
Mm-hmm.
And he keeps winding him and winding him. And meanwhile, QuickTime Screaming keeps coming out of there, which is great. Which
what
is
about,
our shows on QuickTime Streaming. You can find him at street corners all over the country.
So what's their website? AppleISP.com
mm-hmm.
or .org?
Yes.
It's .com, actually.
That cheese.
And we must thank them for the web space and the
yeah,
wonderful...
Yeah, we love the web space.
The
and
sound,
these guys are great.
Sound program they
and
gave us.
And we really, really appreciate everything that they've done for
the
us.
The back rubs, the sound program.
The back rubs, the foot massages.
The Vaseline.
The trip to Menands.
The Vaseline.
Yeah.
And what about the dial-up access they gave you?
It was great. I loved it. I used it... well, actually, I didn't because it doesn't work in this area.
What about when they sent Bruno the Fist over here to kick your ass for doing these stupid commercials?
I enjoyed Bruno. I still have bruises, and I have a limp.
Good.
Thank
That's
you.
Very nice. So we thank those guys. AppleISP.com. Very professional.
And they're very, very tolerant.
Yes. They can put up with this. They can put up with anything.
They can put up with pretty much anything. So if you want to do that porn site of naked pictures of Steve Jobs' cat, you can do that.
You can host it over there for
yeah,
free.
Yeah, they'd be very happy. And sure you know what? One of the great things about AppleISP that I would just mention off the cuff is that they seem to be at all the right websites. All the websites that I go to, the little ones, because I go to mostly little websites that give me my news. I don't go to the big MacNNs and all those other crappy
like
sites.
Midgets.com.
MidgetMac.com. I don't go there. I go to the small ones.
WeMac.com.
I go to the small ones. And you know what? They advertise with them. And I don't know what kind of deal they got there, but it's good to see that they're there.
They're all over the place. That's why I picked
them. So I'm happy. I'm very happy about that. They're supporting the Mac community in the rawest form.
Yes, the Ross Pro.
And this
too.
Is pretty damn raw.
Yeah, Ross Pro. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So.
What about the old Help Zone? Are we doing that stupid Help Zone anymore?
Yeah, man. Are you ever going to change these sounds?
Never.
You said, I'm going to take a day off from work and I'm going
to
change those
I
crappy sounds.
To take these goddamn sounds. I like them.
We turn off.
She doesn't use nothing. You buy at the store. Okay. I gotta go first. Oh, see, the thing is, I forgot my Mac Help Zone question today, so Bill took the liberty and wrote one for me. So the question right now is, why is the Mac TV always mentioned on the show? Does he have anything to do with Avi Television? Who is that, anyhow? And there's no answer here, so I guess you're gonna have to cover it. What am I turning this up for?
It's another Vaseline song.
Never mind. How many Vaseline songs are out there?
I don't know. Here's another one.
Okay, so we have two Vaseline songs, and what are we into? 53 minutes of nothing. We have nothing to show. There's a big
There's
black hole.
No content.
The
There's like you're gonna download the web. The
I have to give an answer to that. Okay, here's the answer. We love the Mac TV. We think the Mac TV is probably one of the greatest pieces of equipment, underdeveloped pieces of equipment ever.
Yeah,
it was
actually,
a good idea.
I was on eBay today. There is a Mac TV on eBay today.
How much?
$250. Buy it now.
That's not bad.
And my bid's in.
You really put a bid in for one?
Yes, I did.
It's a good machine.
I don't know what the reserve is, but I figure it's probably under $250.
Now, they're also asking if he has anything to do with Avi Television, and that's I can explain that for people who
now,
are just
Now, what is
in.
The Avi Television?
Because it's pretty funny, actually. If you listen to one of our early shows, I don't remember it was like 3 or 4.
I don't
for
know.
For some reason, you kind of got a little nervous when you were doing one of your phony phone calls, and I was writing down Avi. And I think you kind of forgot his last name, so you said Avi Television. His actual name is Avi Tavanian, and he's the vice president, I believe, now of engineering or something. I noticed that the other day. He's the vice president.
Trips to France.
Who's the president of engineering? Would that be Steve?
No.
It said vice president. I remember reading it. I said, wow, why is he vice president? And his name is already taken on our Mac and Chat message board, so don't even try it.
Yeah.
So our key thing is we have to get Abbey Television and Mac TV in at least once per show. Remember Pee-wee's Playhouse?
Yes.
When he used to do the word of the show and they used to holler and scream, we're going to start doing that. So get used to it.
So no matter what, each show will actually say the Mac TV.
Or Abbey Television.
Or Abbey Television.
Somehow, somewhere.
And we won't just go, so the other day I was wondering, Abbey Television, we're not going to throw it in there. We're going to make it part of the show.
We work it in. And it's usually during the phony phone calls because they're usually so caught off guard that they don't know what's going on.
And they have no idea what an Abbey Television is.
So what other questions do we have this week? Anything?
This week we have a stupid Jerry question
now,
of the week.
Shouldn't he have his own segment? I was just thinking. I mean,
well, you know, I keep asking him if he wants to come in on the show, but I think 10 o'clock is a little late for him.
Yeah, that's true. So does he have his own music or something like that?
Yeah. So this week's Jerry Stupid Question of the Week is, Jerry comes up to me the other day and he says, Photoshop seems to lock up on
me
from time to time.
Was it around the water cooler?
No.
Because usually you have these conversations around the water cooler.
We have a water cooler, but...
Do you talk around it?
No.
We have three water coolers and nobody ever talks around
it. It's in the corner in the back behind near the exhaust fan.
Does that bug you that nobody talks around the water cooler like they do on TV?
I don't want to talk to anybody.
Okay.
So... Photoshop seems to lock up on me.
Is it Saratoga water? Or?
I hate to restart the computer every time, especially if it's only Photoshop causing the problem. There has to be a better way.
There has to be a better way. Why does Photoshop keep crashing? I don't understand.
No.
What? Is that my song? Oh, yeah. This is my theme.
What does that have to do with Jerry?
Doesn't have anything to do with Jerry. It's just a nice, relaxing song so you can finish the skit.
So the answer. Yes, Jerry, there is a better way.
There is a better way.
Upgrade to OS 10. Thank you.
No.
Oh.
Stay away from it.
All right, well, that's
not... It doesn't work.
That's not my fix for your Photoshop problems. Until Photoshop is brought over to OS 10 in the future... Other than that, you know, you'll be stuck in OS 9 or 8.6, actually, what Jerry's in.
He's working on 8.6.
That's where they're stuck at over in the photo department of my work. So to address your current problem, two things. Number one, make sure your clock display is displaying seconds and they have the separators blinking, okay? This is key. Because if you suspect the OS has crashed, look at the clock. If it's not blinking... and the seconds are not moving forward, the OS probably crashed.
What if Jerry decides to look at the clock on the wall instead of the clock on the computer?
He'll probably sit there for hours.
Okay.
And he's done that before. He just stares at the clock. I don't know why he does it. You know, sometimes he wanders around with his pants off. I don't know. He's the oldest person that works at my work. And there's times where his flies unzip. He's in meetings. People walk in. They run away scared. I don't understand.
Isn't he George Lucas's brother?
And then he pulls out what he calls his lightsaber. and we have so many lawsuits, it's ridiculous.
Put your TIE fighter away. Come on.
It's ridiculous. And you know, Jerry doesn't think that it's a big deal because he's from the old school. But the
his picture is up on the message board. If you'd like to all see Jerry, he's got his own picture up there. That was his taking out his TIE fighter.
That's right.
Excellent.
So that's the whole thing. So if the clock is not moving forward, restart the computer, the OS has crashed. If it's still going and you're in Photoshop and you can't do anything, force quit Photoshop. And this was the big thing. You force quit Photoshop by holding down the Apple and the Option key and you press Escape.
Don't hold your ass. I thought you were going to say ass.
Don't hold your ass. That will ask you to quit Photoshop.
You almost said it again.
You can do it. Then relaunch it. I know this is a big deal. Many people say this is bad to do, but do it if you need to. I do it all the time. There's not a big deal. And after doing that several times, your computer probably will crash, but I don't really care. But you can do that if you want. So if you have any other apps open, you may want to force quit.
You almost said ass again.
Ass. I don't want to say ass. That's not a really good word to say. So if you have any other apps open, and you may want to force quit Photoshop and then save... whatever you're doing in the other programs, and then restart the computer. But that's your quick fix to not restarting up the whole entire computer. So that's it.
Do you have the Andy Griffith theme over there? That little whistle thing? Because I'm thinking, you know. So Griffin technology, like Andy Griffin, get it? Andy
yeah.
Griffin technology.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Well, you're thanks to the guys over
Mr. Word Association.
Thanks to the guys over at Griffin Technology for providing us with some cool audio gear that helps us produce the show, including the iMic adapter, the NE mic adapter, and nothing else. We don't have anything else from them.
But that's right. And they told us that when we're done with stuff, to sell it on eBay. They don't really care.
Yeah, that's cool.
They're pretty
keep
cool.
Keep it. Do what you want to do. Run it over with the car.
Although we use it, so we
do use
we're
it.
We're going to keep it.
They make a wide range of serial audio.
If
make
we
serial,
if we serial. They
Griffinos.
They Griffinos and Happy Griffs.
That's easily the most annoying sound ever to be put on the planet.
You know, I actually
okay.
sped that up one
yeah,
time.
I know.
It was actually the regular sound. So they make Griffinos and Coco Griffins.
ADBBOs.
ADBBOs.
Video compatibility-os.
And if we weren't using... Actually, just show them. Show them how. What it just unplug the Griffin and let them hear what it would sound like.
Okay. That's it.
That's what it sounds
sound
like without the Griffin.
So these
equipment.
Things work.
So thank God to them, or you would hear that all the time.
Check them out at griffintechnology.com, and if you're alive out there. Please send us an email and say you're alive because you're all making me nervous. So that's Griffin Technology.
And buy their stuff because...
It's the best out there.
When you're out there, you're going, man, I wish that this did this.
Did you see how cool that little thing was I gave you? That little adapter deal?
Mm-hmm.
That was the iMac. iMic?
iMic.
iMic.
iMic. iMark.
They named something after me.
iSmitty.
iSmitty adapter. What does the iSmitty adapter do?
Well, basically, it puts audio...
Uh-huh.
In, like, microphones into those computers like the iBook.
Yeah, it doesn't have
an
audio.
Or Titanium that doesn't have an audio in. And it works splendidly. It's
excellent.
A beautiful, beautiful thing.
It does
thing.
Work good. It even goes on the internet and gets the drivers and everything. These guys are awesome.
Yeah.
As with all our sponsors. We can't forget all you. I hope we have an all you commercial in here. I don't see one. We got to do all you.
Okay.
Because we're not going to do it now. We'll do it a little later. We'll give them a break. What about Jargon Watch?
We still got Jargon Watch. Is Ed here? Is there? He's sick, too.
I have to go to the bathroom.
Welcome to this week's Jargon Watch.
All right. Jargon Watch, folks.
Yes.
Yes.
How?
Hey.
Yes. 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 How? Hey. How, young Indian girl? Yes. I like your breasts. Ow.
Last week on Jargon Watch, I was Ed.
Yes.
And Mark was me.
You were very good, sir. Yeah.
But my throat hurt excruciatingly.
Why is
afterwards.
That, sir? Why doesn't mine hurt?
Because I think I have a higher pitched voice than you do.
Yes, high pitched.
That would be my guess.
Yes.
And you have a raspy voice.
High pitched Billy.
Because you can't because you're not very good at karaoke and you can't sing.
You're right, sir. That's what my girlfriend's for. Ow.
Right. So this week's Jargon Watch is protective memory.
Who? Who?
Now, I use protective memory anytime I can.
Protect your ass, sir. Yes,
right.
When you bend over.
Because if you don't use protective memory, little iBooks are all over the place.
Yes, don't lose the soap.
That's right.
Ivory.
Ow. So, protective memory. Now, remember, this is Jargon Watch X.
Yes.
We're telling you the stuff about OS X.
My
10.
Wife lets me watch XXX movies.
Yes.
Yow.
Jargon Watch X. This is not about OS 9.
Nine.
If you're using OS 9 and OS 10, fast forward.
My girlfriend's 9. Yowza.
Yeah, don't admit that.
Sorry. Yes.
Okay, protective memory is Apple's new memory manager
you
under OS 10.
Are correct, sir.
What it does is it makes sure that all applications open are in their own memory space.
Yes, paper
are
towels.
Are
yes.
protected from other apps. And other apps are protected from that app. So
yes.
it's like a little partition between the programs.
Like my partition in my bed
yes.
from my wife and me.
So if a rogue application...
Roga.
Rogue
yes.
application.
Roga.
It's a wild, crazy,
like me
zany,
on the town, sir.
Yes.
Ow.
Wacko.
You should have seen me at the Metro, sir. I sat in the corner. Yes.
If a rogue application decides to run amok
Muck.
Muck you.
Yes. You are the great one, sir. Yes.
And Crash, it won't hurt other applications. Or the Finder. It will not hurt the Finder. Even if it
Don't
crashes
it.
The Finder on the OS X, the Finder will restart.
It hurts so good.
And
yes.
Restarting an app that has crashed under OS X is
John
just
Mellencamp.
Fine and
yes.
Dandy.
Cougar.
Unlike OS 9.
Yes.
And like I told you before, you can restart an app that's crashed.
How do you
9,
use it correctly, sir?
But you will have problems.
Tell me, great one.
How to correctly use Jargon Watch in a sentence to sound intelligent.
Thank you, Easter Bunny. Yes.
Yes. Thanks to protective memory, when that porn movie I was watching in QuickTime crashed the QuickTime player, all the other apps were fine.
Was that Debbie Does Colony, sir? Yes.
Almost.
Cold.
And how to incorrectly use Jargon Watch.
No.
Or Jargon, the Jargon Watch this week, which is protective memory. Using his protective memory, Mark pretended not to know the girl at the counter, simply saying,
"No, sir, I never took you to the Casbah."
That's how not to use it.
What is the Casbah, sir?
I don't know, but I have a story to tell you.
Rock it. Rock the Casbah, oh great one. Now I must go because I just peed my pants, and it feels very warm and squishy, but I have to change them now.
Really?
I will see you.
Are you okay, Ed?
Yes, I wear
Depends. Last week you weren't doing so well.
Oh, I wear Depends, sir. Yes, I will be back again next week, sir.
See ya.
Bye.
William Shatner did it. Leonard Nimoy did it. Even Jennifer Love Hewitt does it. Shaq does it. Now, for a limited time only, KTEL presents a collection of timeless classics sung by the CEO everyone loves to love. It's Steve Jobs sings the classics. That's right. Forget James Taylor and Amy Mann. This is a must-have album for computer and music lovers alike. You'll hear Steve croon the love song made famous by Harry Chapin. My palm's in the cradle. My Mac is blue. Mike Dell's a fat ass, you know. But what can you do? If you think that's good, here's Steve get back to his roots with this killer cover. Bye, bye, Apple stock. I'll park my jet, and I'll take a walk in my Birkenstock, you know? And you just thought he sold computing eye candy. Well, think again. The hits keep coming and coming with this amazing rendition of these classics. Stairway to Heaven, You Can't Touch This, Louie Louie, the theme song to the Jeffersons, Night Court, and Benny Hill. And don't miss the killer 18-minute acoustic Freebird. But Steve won't stop there. He even wrote a song for himself that is sure to pop the charts. Apple forever. You know? That's what I say. You know? It's killer. Just like a dream come true. That's right. I'm sorry that the Cuba's gay. Steve even shows that he's up with the times with this crazy rap song. Killer Garden Cobra Classic. Killer Garden Cobra Classic. Oh, yeah. That's right, yo. That's what I'm saying now. First you take the iMac. Then you take the iBook. Then you know. Then you know. I won't stop at that. Titanium computers. That's right. FireWire. That's right. FireWire, yeah, USB, standard, USB. Floppy disk, is gone, floppy. You know, Amy Man.
And don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime chance. There are limited quantities, and they're going fast. Just call 1-888-STEVE-SINGS and order your choice of CD or MP3.
My palm's in the cradle. My Mac is blue.
Call now. Operators are standing by. That's right. As for It's Steve Jobs Sings the Classics.
Oh, I got to get a copy of that.
That sounds
good.
That
sounds really good.
That was hard to make. What, you screwed up, what, four times on that?
No. Maybe once or twice.
Yeah, whatever.
But that was good. But that's it. That the show's over already.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to give him a break this week. 1 hour and 9 minutes. So.
1 hour and 9 minutes.
No Bruce. That's what
that's
it was.
Because the no Bruce. Bruce didn't want to show up this week for
really?
Whatever reason.
I thought we went a lot longer than that. I guess we, I don't know. What can we do? We'll get him next week, though, won't we? We'll do 2 hours and 20 minutes.
That's right. 7 hours of Mac and Jam now.
And we know all you're tuning in to see what we're going to do next because we see the stats. So if you're going to be on there, you might as well just send an email to bill@macandchatradio.com.
Yeah, just send us the middle finger.
Just
who cares?
Do something. If you don't like the show, then just tell us.
Yeah.
We're not going to do anything.
We don't
but,
care.
You know, we
and all those people that I sent emails out to this week, and you guys sent us back saying you frighten us, F you.
Good job.
That's what I'm going to say.
So do we have any secret silly music?
You know what's upsetting? We have some secret silly music, but I don't know if we have any ending music because we have no way to connect to the internet.
Oh.
Do you have any weird songs at the end that you
I do. I do, if you'd like to hear
one.
All
right, so I'll do this secret silly music.
Oh, I see what you're going to do. So, no, actually, no, I don't have that. I have secret silly music, but I don't have...
All right, you can do secret silly music.
All right. You sure?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's not that silly, but...
You can do it. I'll do the secret.
This could easily become the favorite final track of a disco evening just before closing time.
How's
that? That's great. That's wonderful.
It gets better.
If you feel you need to contact the staff of the Mac and Chat Radio Network, please feel free to yell real loud. And maybe we'll hear you. Maybe we won't. If you want to contact us by email, send a note to Bill or Mark at MacandChatRadio.com or visit the website at www.MacandChatRadio.com. The show is usually available on Tuesdays if you don't get too bombed to complete the taping. Otherwise, it's available whenever we damn well feel like sending it up there. The views represented in this program are the views only of the Mac and Chat Radio only network, and we are in no way affiliated with Apple, Snapple, Scrapple, Flapple, Bapple, Napple, Scapple, Deepa, Lippa, Loppa, Dobble. In other words, if you have problems with us, too bad, get a life, and get on the message board and yell at us.
Well, it is our 11th anniversary, isn't it?
It is.
So that's kind of like our birthday.
Actually, you know, it's a very important anniversary coming up this weekend.
Yes. Every day is a birthday around here.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll let you talk about your freaking anniversary in a minute. Thanks to William and all the guys over at appleisp.com for hosting this gorgeous website and throwing the archive away. Real nice guys. Did you write that or did I write that? I guess I wrote that. Yeah.
And I can't get up.
You wrote that, didn't you?
Yeah.
I didn't see that. If you'd like to have your own site hosted or a nice neck massage, check them out at www.appleisp.com and make sure you tell them that those two boneheads on that Macintosh radio show sent you, and it's not the one from Canada. Also, thanks to the lovely Julie Mantica for donating her spleen. If you need any professional voiceover work, she's the girl to talk to. Contact her at juliemantica@macandchatradio.com. And another
that's
big,
not what it says.
Another big thank you to
you
Jill.
Liar. You didn't read
she just
it.
Said tonight, why didn't I get to hear last week's show? Because I feel like saying, honey, well, not only is it going to, I have to download it and convert it into MP3 because it comes in quick time. But
right.
That Bill was writing bad stuff about you again, honey.
Yeah, sissy.
Thanks to Jim Holodeck at allyou.com. Oh, we didn't do the allyou.com commercial. That's what we did.
Should
do.
We just stop and just start off?
Yep. Those guys over at appleisp.com are even as good as those guys over at allyou.com. It's all A. That's it. Screw me up. Everything's A. So,
Jim, where are we going to get those t-shirts from, Jim? Jim, I'm not a doctor. I'm a gardener, Jim. What the hell am I doing on a spaceship?
Damn it, Bino. Get off my back.
God damn it. I need some t-shirts,
Where's
Jim?
My t-shirts?
I'm not a doctor. I'm a skeleton.
I'm a corn harvester.
God damn it, Jim.
We are here at allyou.com.
Why?
And we say hi.
How do we get back and forth from other planets onto their ship, sir? Yes.
Why?
Do we use...
Do we use the holodeck, sir?
What? What is that thing, man? On the damn ship!
I don't know, Jim. I'm a
Somebody get paid that man!
I'm a doctor, not an entertainment coordinator, sir. Yes.
Damn it!
Now, Captain, I must say that I have to go to the bathroom. I don't know why.
Don't we all?
What does it have
you
to do?
Spock?
All you!
I don't know, Captain.
I think I've wet myself.
AllYou.com. They provide all the sportswear for this particular show on space, in space, or on Earth.
Yes, my AllYou pants and my AllYou t-shirts.
Neckwear. And my neckwear and my eyewear.
And my AllYou thong.
AllYou. AllYou.com.
AllYou.
AllYou.
That's right. Now, what am I talking about, eh? That's cool. Now, AllYou's the good place where you get your stuff, right?
So they provide us with the lovely sportswear, all the sportswear, the sports bras, everything sportswear. They do it for us. Can we get back to the show closing and introduction and banter and all that stuff now? All
right, fine.
Okay. You just
where
get
are
the,
we?
I'm going to say, hold on. All
right, here. Go back.
Okay. Now we have, what do we have now? We have Griffin Technology. Thanks for the cool audio gear. See them at griffintechnology.com. Check them out.
This is the worst ever.
What about MacToolbox.com? How about those guys? Those are
our good friend Darren Edwards put up.
They
a
make
little,
me happy.
Put up a little spot where you can go to our site from their site, and if you go there, they've got a very in-depth website that you can get all
I'm
kinds
not
of information
doctor,
from.
Jim, I'm a Jim. Jim. I'm yes. just a Jim. Jim.
Jim. Jim. Jim. Jim. I'm not a spleen. I'm a pancreas.
I'm
Jim.
I'm not from Canada, Jim.
I can't get it to drink anymore, Captain. I keep drinking and drinking.
Oh, it's your turn.
And I'm drunk. How many more drunks can I be? I'm so drunk I can't feel my toes,
so
Captain.
One more quick sponsored rundown. We have AllYou.com. We have GriffinTechnology.com. We have RamJet.com.
Hey, what's your name, Goose? How long is it going to be till we lose all the sponsors?
Yeah.
Hey, Duck, what's the sponsors again we're missing?
Yeah, we got All You, we got Bagels with Cheese, we got, BellBibDeBow.com, and we've got a Ramjet, Apple ISP, what else?
Hey, thanks to Hazel for sending me those sound link things. I'm going to send them over to Bill.
Yeah, that's,
strap them to his forehead and run around his yard.
MacToolBots.com.
Yeah. Hey, it's your turn. It's your turn.
The Mac and Chap Variety Hour is copyrighted to the Mac and Chap Radio Network, and of course, all rights are reserved, whatever that means. No part of the show should be rebroadcast, written down, sketched, drawn, typed, or retransmitted without the express written consent of Phil Schiller, Aw Schiller.
What about Smitty?
You gotta get his permission too.
What if you don't?
If we find out that you are doing so, we will send this man after you.
I want my $2!
And we will send Smitty, the purple dinosaur, to your house to crap on your porch. Loves and kisses. Itchy, itchy, itchy. Scratchy. Love. From Bill and Mark at the Mega Chat Radio.
Aw, yeah. Aw, yeah. All you. All you.
Oh, what is the malted liquor? What gets you drunk or quicker? What comes in bottles or in cans?
Beer!
Can't get enough of it.
Beer!
How we really love it.
Beer!
Makes me think I'm a man.
Beer!
I could kiss and hug it.
Beer!
But I'd rather chug it.
Beer!
Got my belly out to here.
Beer!
I could not refuse it.
Beer!
I could really use a beer.
Beer, beer,
beer. Beer, 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 beer,
beer. I can't remember how much I have had. I drank a 12-pack with my dad.
That's my son, the drunken manly stud. I'm proud to be his bud.
Here, have some pretzels.
No, I'll call it quits. Those things give me the schlitz.
Drink with your family. Drink it with your
friends.
Drink till you're fat. Stomach distends. Beer is liquid bread. It's good for you. We like to drink till we spew. Who cares if we get fat? I'll drink to that. As
be seen once more. What is the malted liquor? What gets you drunker quicker? What comes in bottles or in cans?
Beer.
Can't get enough of it.
Beer.
How we really love it. Makes me think I'm a man.
Beer.
I could kiss and hug it.
Beer.
But I'd rather chug it. Got my belly out to here.
Beer.
Golly, I adore it. Come on, damn it, pour it. Do it for me. Brew it for me. Feed it to me. Speed it to me. The most wonderful drink in the world.
Don't worry.
Be happy.
Don't worry, be happy.
Become a man. I can kiss and hug it, but I'd rather chug it. Got my belly out to here. Golly, I adore it. Come on, damn it, pour it. Do it for me. Brew it for me. Feed it to me. Speed it to me. The most wonderful drink in the world.
Yo, the man. Whee!